Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ah, you always put a smile on my face, Ben. And today we're celebrating golf course architects. And you and Bill Coor and Crenshaw, two of the best in the world. Got a high surf advisory for the south-facing shores if you know anyone who's going to get out there. While this wind advisory gets us, it's until 10 o'clock this morning. Just, you know that there is a high surf advisory. And in fact, we're going to have... well, some sunny times, partly, and scattered showers, windward, Mauka, and isolated showers, leeward. The high today, 90, hello, sunscreen. The low tonight, 70 to 75. And those windy trades are 15 to 30 miles per hour. If you'd like to get out, play a round of golf. Volcano on the Big Island, there's a 936, and the early birds are out on the golf course. It's 58 degrees. Volcano. Makalei has a 918 and a 1036. Poipu, this is interesting. The 1095 group is holding an event. So they've rented the driving range and three holes. And as a consequence, there's only, well, there's only 15 holes. So at a reduced rate, 15 holes is open for play today at Poipu Bay. That is one of Robert Trent Jones's golf courses. He designed it. Puakea has a 940 and 11 o'clock. Kauai Lagoons has a 1020. Turtle Bay a 928. Royal Hawaiian Country Club 1026. Eva Beach Golf Course 1018. Makaha East is closed. I mean like in closed. Wailea Gold 940. Emerald 930. Both Robert Trent Jones Jr. golf courses. And the Blue Course has an 1140, and the Better Half group is out playing a round of golf today. Maui Nui has a 1016. It's going to be a gorgeous day, and congratulations, Marissa Kilby, Manoa Cup champion. The Manoa Cup is match play, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. After a shortened championship celebration, she was off to Wailea Country Club for a practice round. She'll be playing in the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier on Monday at Wailea Country Club. Well, yesterday she defeated her longtime friend, Kelly Yamane, in the final match. Yamane offered to be her caddy until Yamane found out that she had earned her spot and ended up, you know, in the finale. Well, that meant that Kilby carried her own bag for 5 days up and down the hills of Oahu Country Club. And if you've ever played Oahu Country Club, you know that is up and down. And with a bag, it is hard work. And it seems her many injuries of the past are healed. Congratulations. This is the 114th playing of the Manoa Cup for men. The women's division was added about 8 years ago. Today, the championship match for men starts at 7, right about now, 36 holes to victory. The second 18 is 11:30. And in the championship, we've got Joshua Hayashida making his first appearance in the Manoa Cup Championship at Oahu Country Club. He's playing against Kihei Akina, and Hayashida, who had an amazing visualization, the most amazing chip in to get to that final day. He's just finished his freshman year at the UH golf team, and he plays against Kihei. And so this is going to be great. If you can get out there and follow them, be ready. Be ready for a nice walking hilly course. We're going to get back with Ron Syrak, Oliver Oluquiano, Karen Palacios Jansen, Kieran Conwar. And first up is Robert Trent Jones, Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board for Robert Trent Jones Jr. LLC, and author Golf by Design, among many, many other things. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Well, the U.S. Senior Open is coming up this coming week on the Century World Golf Course in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. The U.S. Senior Open is a major championship. The man who designed Century World Golf Course is Robert Trent Jones, Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., LLC, author of Golf by Design, member of many board of directors over the years, notably Refugees International, and proud supporter of Patriot Golf Day. He folds of honor, designer of the Patriot Course at the Patriot Golf Club in Oklahoma's Green Country. Welcome into the clubhouse, Robert Trent Jones, Jr.
Well, aloha, Danielle. I'm also a longtime resident in Honolulu Bay, Kauai, Hawaii, which I miss dearly when I'm not there.
Yes, you were here for many years not too long ago. Didn't you spend?
Yeah.
you spent those 3D years that we all know about. You've designed so many fabulous golf courses in Hawaii: Waikoloa Village Course, Keahuana Plantation, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Princeville Mackay, Wailea Emerald and Gold. And you're working in France and Belgium and Spain and Portugal and Grenada and Canada, and you're everywhere. How do you do it?
Well, I have Daniel, like you, I have a good team, and they blame all the bogeys on me, and they give my team all the birdies. So.
Yeah, that's the way a team works.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm so glad to be in Hawaii through you. It's my favorite state of. Because my children love it. Everybody in my family loves it. So my grandchildren, so much time as I can spend in Hanalei and in Kauai, I'm there.
Boy, you just said Hanalei, and I'm hearing a song in my head, you know, and it's just, yeah, of course, it's the most beautiful place in the world. Now, when we talk about Century World and the U.S. Senior Open being played there next week, you were called upon by the first Century chairman to come over there. How did he approach you?
Well, that's a beautiful question, because it was around 1980. I just got my sea legs having designed Princeville Kauai, the 27-hole course, which was featured in Sports Illustrated by Dan Jenkins after I did my apprenticeship for my father, including partly at Mauna Kea and his great work there. But I love the Pacific and so on. But, you know, it couldn't make a living only in Hawaii in the golf world at that time. So I had to work in the mainland where I lived in California. And the Century Insurance Company gentleman, John Jonas, the chairman, had a very progressive point of view. He wanted to have an insurance company in a very quiet little town called Stevens Point in the north part of Wisconsin. And he had to have the actuarials come there to do their job. So he built a beautiful, great office building. It looked like Star Wars, beautiful modern building. And he put gymnasiums and swimming pools and basketball and dancing gyms and so on. And then he wanted a golf course to attract these people to come from Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Paul, and Minnesota to do actuarial work. And it was very progressive for its time. And we were fortunate enough to be chosen to do the actual golf course itself. I had a little competitor named Jack Nicklaus, but he said, no, Nicklaus tells me what to do. And Bobby, at least you listen.
That's funny. And Bobby, at least you listen.
Yeah.
And then you go off and do what you want.
Well, some people say that.
No. Just joking. Okay. So when it came to the property, the piece of ground that he had selected, I imagine he selected which piece of ground you were going to work on.
Absolutely. It's a farming community area in the North Woods, very beautiful, heavily wooded area. As you may know, Wisconsin was the frontier of this country as it moved west. A lot of French trappers were up in that area, and Jonas is a French name, and so he was an inheritor of that. And so it's beautiful country, very open, very simple. They have a state university there that's well-known, medical school. It's a wonderful place if you like the outdoors.
I love Stevens Point. I was able to go to Stevens Point. I walked your golf course. Yes. And there's something so, it's rustic is the wrong word. It's just, it's rustic, but it's community. It invites you in and you just want to stay. I'll stay here.
Well, then the Chairman Jonas succeeded in his vision, and the current chairman, Pete McPartland, has followed up and even made it exponentially better. And we got a chance to remodel our own golf course, which people say to me, do you mind remodeling your own work? Doesn't that bother you? I said, does it bother the farmer when he milks the cow twice? As long as it gets paid for it, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but doesn't a golf course need a little fluffing up after a while?
Yeah, it does. All golf courses, like, you know, need care, everyday care. The real heroes of our game are the superintendents and the crew. After we get done with the construction work and we turn it over to them, they make us look good. So, but like anything else, it can get tired, like a house that needs some paint, and over time needs renovation. In this case, it was more than that. What actually happened, Danielle, was that just at the time we did this layout on a relatively flat site, we created huge lakes in a marshy area, and the Department of Environment came into existence in Wisconsin, and they banned us putting holes around these lakes, which is part of the layout. So John Jonas called me one day and said, Bobby, don't come here this summer. I said, why? He said, well, we're turning this into a drainage project. I said, you have abandoned the golf course? Well, when the work's done, it's going to have the shape of a golf course, but you better not come here. And so a year later, we detailed it out. And almost 30 years later, we got the chance to put those holes, which are essentially holes 12, 13, back in play for the original design. So we, in effect, rerouted the golf course we had actually built under the law back to its original rooting. It was quite unique. It's a relatively flat site. It's a parkland course in the woods, huge lakes. It's not sandy soil, and it's Wisconsin.
Yes. Okay. So that's all about the water hazards, which you created, although there was marshland, so it was the water was there to begin with.
That's right.
Yeah.
And running streams as well.
Right, and running streams. Now, I think I've heard the story about the flower hole, but I'd really like to hear you tell it. I mean, you know, when I saw it, I've seen pictures of the flower hole, and it's stunning to see pictures, but it's overwhelming to see it in person. It's like, how am I supposed to play this? I'm just taken by these colors. It's beautiful. I mean, they must put new flowers in almost daily. It's spectacular.
Well, if it had a heavy play, which, by the way, they're very generous in their play. They now, you pay one fee and 15-minute starting time there. It's open to the public, and that includes food and drink. So you get a pretty good break if you go play there when the U.S. Senior Open's not being played in the rest of the season. It'll be in super shape the rest of the season because they got ready for the tournament. But anyway, the flower hole. So we had these holes which had excitement. The streams had rocks in them. Mr. Jonas liked the show business. We put coloration in the concrete cart paths. That was a first in the 1980s. We actually had women, professionals and amateurs, come hit shots backwards in the dirt. Say the shot would normally be a 5-iron on a flat par 4 on a calm day, and we had them hit 100 5-irons back from the on a doormat backwards into the dirt, create a pattern, and the center of that pattern would be the arc that they could go back 220 yards and choose their own tee. So he was very progressive. The tees were not ladies' tees, men's tees, championship. They were forward tees, regular tees, club tees, and championship tees. Oh. They were, and so as he put it, I want a grandmother to be able to take her grandson out, and he's not embarrassed. He's playing the ladies' tees. It's just the forward tees for children, and so on. So he was very progressive, but he did like show business. So we had these lake holes, dramatic par threes, such as number 3, and another one that. A par 5 around the lake that we had created. And they were dramatic. But you had this little par 3. At that time, it was number 7, that he thought was pretty bland. He said, well, we got to spice this up. So I said, I'd just been in France, and I saw that they decorated at Saint-Cloud the back of a hole with flowers on the mound. And I mentioned that to him because he was French heritage. He liked the idea of something French. And then I said, look, let me draw something. So I drew a pond, thinking we'd put water in it. When I came back 6 weeks later, he put flowers in it. And that was a first.
So
anyway, I said, John, that's really beautiful and unusual. And I like to do things that are out of the box. And I'm all for that. I said, but there's one little problem. If you have the Wisconsin Open here, which they did have, and you play by the USGA rules, you have an option. You can, if you hit the ball in the flowers, you can play on, or you could drop back and take a stroke penalty. And he said, oh, I can't go against the USGA rules, wisely so, he said that. He said, but let's put it this way. I'm going to add a chairman's rule. If a player chooses to, he retains his option to either play out of the flowers or drop back. If he chooses the first option to play out of the flowers, he will never play my golf course again.
This man, yes, he was the chairman.
Yeah, there you go.
The chairman's
actually,
rule.
Yes. So actually, during the U.S. Junior Women's Junior a few years ago, they treated the flowers a drop area on a local rule. And I think that's most likely what the USGA will do this week, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, USGA does what they think is best to make it a challenge. And exactly. One of the challenges of this golf course are the elevated greens. That really took me by surprise because I was walking around the back of one, which a hole I do not remember, and I thought, how in the world am I going to get it up onto that green and make it sit? Because it looked like everything was just going to roll right off of it. Was that your thinking to make these?
Yeah, well, it is, but it's also when you create a golf course on a flat site, like the entire state of Florida is a flat site, you have to move a fair amount of earth. So by digging the lakes, that gives you the material to use. And you come over and you put it on top of the existing ground. And so when you build the features, tees, fairway bunkers, and greens, they're above ground, so they drain properly. And especially in the icy winters of Wisconsin, that's important in the spring and any time for that matter. So that also has the effect that you have to carry the ball through the air to the elevated greens. And you're also correct, Danielle, that if you draw it a little bit or cut it a little bit and you miss the green, it's going to roll down away from the green. And that we change somewhat that concept by having what we call side angle tie-ins or little slopes when we remodeled the course in 2014. So if you missed the green in some sections, it would be a kicker slope and the ball would kick toward the green. So we got a little bit more forthcoming in my older age. Forgiving.
I was going to say, yes, forgiving, nicer, whichever you want. What do you think is the biggest challenge this golf course will present to the U.S. senior players?
Well, the senior players, of course, I'm a senior player, and it depends how they set it up. I don't think it'll play at full length, which is 7,000-plus yards, 7,200, I think. I can't remember precisely. And it'll depend on the weather. It should be beautiful weather at this time of year. And my sense is that the senior players are crafty, and they're smart, and they've been around a long time. They will play good shots to these somewhat elevated greens, and they may play away from the flag stick if they're tucked behind a bunker or a lake in order to have an approach putt. Senior players are much more tactical and strategic than the young bombers are today. They don't hit it 350 yards, although Steve Stricker is playing hot, and he's a Wisconsin guy, and he will be a superstar there. The Wisconsin people will be rooting for him, of course. But I think that the short game will be much more important there. The greens are recrafted in 2014. They're in beautiful condition. They'll be quick, and they have some contour in them.
You know, when you said, I was writing Steve Stricker right before you said Steve Stricker, and I was thinking, have you talked about your golf course with him, perchance?
No, I haven't personally, but I'll be there for the first 3 days, and any player can come up. When we had the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay in Tacoma, Washington, I walked around with Dustin Johnson, who doesn't say much, actually, and I walked around a little bit with he and his team, and I walked around with Rose, who is actually quite inquisitive. They can learn a lot by talking to the defender. Think of all sports having an element of attack and defense. It's innings in baseball, downs in football. And people said, well, there's no defense in golf course, defender in golf course. I said, yeah, I'm the defender. We set up a series of obstacles. And if you know how to read our course, or Jack Nicklaus's, or Tom Fazio's, or Pete Dye's, or other architects, then you're two up on the first tee. We have tendencies when we defend, and you are identified one, the Jones tendency is very strategic, but it also has makes you carry the ball all the way to the target areas and the greens.
Interesting.
So so if you think about that, you know, you're going to play better.
Yes. I've always known that I was playing against the architect, but yet to be able to talk with the architect, do you mind divulging what your defense is?
No, not at all. In fact, I wrote a whole book about it called Golf by Design, and it's a teaching book the pros tell me to read. I mean, for example, we break it down. We have tees, what we call different kind of tees, bunkers. Bunkers are not just penalty areas. There can be friendly bunkers that catch a ball before it goes out of bounds or into a road or worse situation. So as you begin to understand the use of our elements of defense, which are generally length off the tee, width in the fairways, hazards, vertical, our trees, horizontal, our lakes, and chipping and putting and contour around the greens, we, all of us architects, use those elements in different ways to compose the golf course that we're trying to do, just like a musician does with uses different instruments to compose a song.
Okay, everybody. Golf by Design. The author is Robert Trent Jones Jr. In case you were wondering, you know, I thought it was like a designing instruction book, but this is a defending, you know, revelation book.
I wouldn't try to explain to people how to do it. The best way to become a golf architect is work for another one for 10 years and get your hands dirty. You can't read it in a book. I'm trying to tell them how to beat me. I'm giving them all my secrets. I'm being nice to these people.
That's what I'm saying. You need to read this book. What are you working on now?
Well, we are advising on the revisions of the Prince course, which I think was one of my great works. We're doing some advice, but they're kind of doing their own thing. I personally think it's extremely important in Hawaii, which is an island nation, that we make sure that the privately held open space, i.e. golf courses, horse parks, hiking trails, zip lines, remain open space.
Uh-huh.
There's nowhere to go outside of into the ocean if you run out of trash or housing space. So I think we do not want to have a Florida look in Hawaii. And so I'm hopeful that a group called the Albatross Alliance, named for the famous bird that lands on there and other federally protected birds, will remain open space. Because it's in the health of the overall master plan to keep privately held open space open, and golf courses throughout the state do their part. So we'll see. But that's one of the things I'm working on to help the Hawaiian golf in general, of which we have a lot and very wonderful golf courses to choose from.
Yes. Robert, before the Prince opened, when you just said the Prince course, before it opened to the public, a friend of mine worked and had a friend and said, why don't you guys come over and play a round of golf? I got to play the Prince course, and I'm not very good, but I got to play the Prince course. And as soon as I had to walk across this just chain that was up, that's all there was. There was a chain. You park your car on the side of the road, you cross the chain, and then you were on the golf course. Okay. And I feel like I'm in God's park. I'm in God's park right now. You made the,
wow.
It was like the most amazing feeling, and there were no homes. It was just your golf course, and it is spectacular. It is spectacular. I love the course, and I certainly hope that they do right by that golf course, because it is amazing. It is amazing. And if anybody gets a chance to play that golf course, you need to play that golf course, because you will feel like you're in God's park, and you're lucky to be there.
Well, you know that God plays at scratch, so you got to play by the rules.
Yes, and I certainly can't hit a one iron.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, like our friend Lee Trevino.
Yes.
So the other course, of course, that's at the North Shore is Princeville Kauai, the 27-hole course. 18 of those holes are the championship course, which held the World Cup in 1978. It's very rare to have the word championship next to a golf course, because an actual championship has to be played on it. from now on, the Senior Open will be a championship. The PGA Tour is not a championship. They are tournaments. That's the definition of our national championships. And Bobby Jones himself said the Masters is not a championship. It is a tournament. So anytime a championship, a World Cup, has been played, that's unique, and it's very, very special. So we think that the North Shore of Kauai has some wonderful golf, as does the entire island of Kauai. You mentioned Poipu Bay in, earlier in the introduction. You have the course by Nicholas and Huakau. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. Over
Huakalai?
It's where Tom Freestone is, general of the pro
there. Oh, yes. Huakalai. Yes. All of a sudden, I can't say it.
I got it. All right. So anyway, it's overlooking the bay.
It's gorgeous.
Dramatic scenery. But a golf course itself is the beauty of the golf course is when you stand over the ball and you swing at it and you hit a shot. You don't have to you don't need to look up and watch the ball. You know, you feel it in your hands where it's going, as well as its setting. But it has to be both the beauty of the setting is important, especially near in Hawaii. It's everywhere, but also the beauty of the shot making as you play.
Yes. Absolutely. Robert Trent Jones, Jr., it's been way too long since we've had a chance to talk. Let's do this more often, please.
Okay, well, I'll be back in Kauai in August, naturally, and I'll give you a call. Let's go play.
Let's go. Oh, that would be so much fun. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. is master golf course architect, member of many boards, including Refugees International, chairman of the board for Robert Trent Jones, Jr., the second LLC, author of Golf by Design, and that's the book that'll teach you how to beat the architect. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse with us today.
Okay, Daniel, thank you so much what you do for the game, particularly in Hawaii.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Someone who's going to tell us about, you know, the ups and downs of golf. And how is it that, you know, one week, he's winning or she's winning, and the next week she's missing the cut or he's missing the cut. What's up? We'll be right back with Dr. Kiran Kanwar, LPGA Master, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Heat up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Kiran Kanwar, LPGA Master Golf Instructor. She's also, I mean, she's got a PhD in kinesiology, biomechanics, her major, structural anatomy, her minor. an MS, that is, in nutrition and human performance, sports science and rehabilitation. Your Bachelor of Science was in physics and math, and obviously really, really smart. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle. It's always a great pleasure to connect with you.
It is wonderful having you. And I have to ask you, before we get into why some of the best golfers in the world choke 1 week after they've won the last, what's the number one lesson people want? And what's the number one lesson you think they need? So what's the number one lesson people want from you?
From me, I don't know. But if you ask a tour professional or you watch them with what all the things they try out to get better, they'll try every single thing rather than make a simple swing change. They're so terrified of swing changes. And sometimes it's with good reason, but sometimes you have to understand that if you make a scientific swing change, it can help you more than doing exercise for 3 hours, trying to fiddle with your equipment. Ricky Fowler recently shaved his putter grip by 1/8 of an inch. So it's like Dumbo with a feather trying to fly without knowing what's helping you to fly. And from my perspective, what they need is to simplify the darned golf swing. Do we need to move so much? It always amazes me that nobody has thought about it in a outside the box way, that why do we do so much?
Why do we move so much?
Exactly. In life, why would you run 10 miles if you could just leisurely amble there, unless you're in a marathon? I mean, you know.
Of course.
Why do we do too much in life?
So when it comes to the golf swing, that is always, you know, one of the things that people worry about, you know, what it's going to do to your hips, your back, your shoulders, your knees. Let me see, what am I leaving out? Your ankles? You know, all of those connecting points are vulnerable because of the swing. So you say that we don't really need to use all of those things and launch ourselves into the air. We can get there in the same way, simpler?
Yeah, much simpler. And I'm not just saying that, I've researched it. And I also collect other people's research. Anything on golf, I collect. People collect stamps or coins. I'm collecting stuff, and I read it all up all the time. So I can literally tell you, this paper said this movement has not been shown to be correlated with speed. So why do we make that movement? And basically, the point is our body designed by nature and by thousands of years of evolution to handle stress at certain joints? If the joint is being stressed, I mean, if it's being put in an awkward position, it will result in both injury and poor performance because it's not designed to work from a certain angle or certain position. So why are we doing all this when there is a solution that I have researched for 30 years and we need not do so much and you can get far more consistent?
Okay, I've got to ask you, what's the solution then?
Solution is that you really do not need... You have to understand which muscles are producing the power. If your muscles of your torso, of your chest and your back, your pecs and your lats, and then your serratus anterior and your external oblique, which are core muscles, if they're producing power, why are we dancing around with our legs, left knee kicked in and right knee kicked in? What is all that about? Why do we move the head so much? The middle center parts of the body don't need to be moved side to side and lifted up and down and twisted so much. You just need to make it a very wide and long movement of the arms. And then the relevant muscles will contract and give you the force you need. And you have a stable base. It's like a building on top of two pillars that are moving. If the two pillars are wobbling about, the building might collapse.
I love it. You know that a lot of people have watched older golfers, you know, 60s and 70s, and they hardly make any movement, but they launch the ball 270 yards.
Exactly right. They've realized they're not just older average golfers. You look at a Jack Nicklaus over the years, you'll see the movements are restricted, A, because physically you cannot move those joints efficiently, and B, because they're guarding the body from getting more injured than they already are. So golfers of all skill levels as they age, I interviewed some players at a PGA Tour Champions, and they all said, look at our swings, look down the line, they're all so much shorter and smaller. It need not be if you understand where to position your arms. You need the length and the width of the arms to create your speed. And if you just move it, position your body slightly differently, you can use the arms without overdoing any of the body movements.
Wow.
And basically, if you think about it, Danielle, our ancestors were hunter-gatherers. That means they had to run run away from prey or run to catch some food that they were going to eat, some rabbit or some deer or whatever. And they had to pick nuts and fruits from trees. So all we are designed to do is run with our legs, which you cannot in golf, and pick fruit from the trees with our arms. So our arms are very flexible and they can move. But the body is not designed to bend forward, side bend, twist and turn. We're just not designed for that. So that's why you're constantly getting injured.
I love it. We're only designed to pick fruit from the trees.
Yeah, that's it. Really.
It's true. Or maybe down on the earth. Okay, let's go to why. I mean, John Rahm. You know, John Rahm is like, dun dun dun, John Rahm has arrived. And John Rahm is determined. And John Rahm is number one. And John Rahm missed the cut. You know, I mean, what? Why do the best golfers choke, you know, 1 week after winning the last week? And then what is going on?
Yeah, not only Rahm. Think of Jason Day after years and years finally won something a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I think I'm not 100% sure he's missed every single cut. Kevin Kisner literally said these words, you can hit 8,000. That was his number. Perfectly on the driving range, and then your tee shot on the golf course in the tournament goes like completely haywire. He just withdrew from this Travelers Championship that's going on. Rory McIlroy, will just the last 2 days that he's been playing, he would have some 5-6 birdies, but then have 4-5 bogeys. So then the net result is not good enough. So of course, in their case, sometimes you're almost there but not good enough, and all of those things could count as a choke. It starts physical, but then when you keep on seeing continued, what is happening to Justin Thomas right now? He's going through a sort of slump. Why do we slump all the time? The problem is that the golf swing is so subject to little variations, even in your face. And, I mean, all these guys, between them, there's nothing to choose. They're all big hitters, relatively speaking. The issue is the direction. Of course, there are many other issues, like what club selection and the wind and the lie, but all things being equal, you're missing out on direction, especially in your fairway shot. Then you're not on the green. Then you're not close enough to make your putt. You don't get a birdie. And then somebody else who does, who's by great good fortune got the right timing on a particular week, is winning. And you're not doing so well. So why is the golf swing so timing dependent? And is it that there is no solution? We just have to shrug our shoulders and say that's golf. And say that, oh, we have to wait for the right feel. And when I'm hot with my putter and hot with my swing, then I will do well. Is it that we should resign ourselves to that, or is there something else? So that something else is that you cannot wait for perfect timing and the universe aligning and all the stars being in perfect position. It's your birthday and whatever to win a tournament. You have to physically position your body so that your arms, which bring the club to the ball, are not capable of having little movements in the forearms and wrist close to impact, which will at the last minute change your club face, regardless of how much you've practiced and what you've done, especially under pressure where your timing is bound to be off. Timing does not happen under pressure.
I like that. Timing does not happen under pressure. What happens?
Your muscles tend to contract faster and more forcefully because your certain hormone levels rise, your fight or flight hormone. So when your muscles can contract faster and more forcefully, your swing timing changes because they're contracting at different rates and paces. So you don't know what will happen when. And just the littlest twist of your trail forearm or your littlest movement of your trail wrist can mess up where your club face is aiming and mess up your direction. And that's all it takes to miss greens and then miss putts and then et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And then, okay. So it's not the mind, the brain messing with you. Like when I think of choking, I think, oh dear, the brain has just been thinking too much and gotten in the way of my body doing something automatically.
So the brain does get involved and you need to feel, basically you need to, the more you can calm yourself, the less your catecholamines, which are your fight or flight hormones, levels will rise. And so the less your timing will go off. But which of us, we are all human. I mean, do we feel stress or do we not feel stress?
We feel stress.
And when it keeps, when it keeps on building over time, you're going to be not only stressed, you're going to be demoralized. You're not going to be, the motivation is low, the excitement level is low. So all those things do come into play. But you have to have a solid foundation on which to build the mental aspects.
Have you written a book about these things?
No, I'm waiting for the right time and the right place. In the meantime, I've started a book of fiction called The Golf Guru's Gift, about the poor caddies of India who work for some of the richest people in the world. And I hope to publish the book and put the proceeds into Caddy Fund for poor caddies of India. That's my current project.
Wow, that is a wonderful project. How far along are you?
I've written the first draft, which I've been told by very good people is very poorly written. So I'm working on rewriting it.
Honesty. Don't you love it when people are honest?
Always. So I've got something even more honest and very, very funny, Danielle, which I'd like to tell your listeners.
Sure.
Simply, it's a non-promotional, purely for this. I don't even mention my name or anything. It's just for fun, because to me, like, golf is becoming as serious as a heart attack. And we really need to, every time you and I talk, we are chuckling and, you know, enjoying ourselves. So any listener who wants to have a fun time, I've started a new channel called Foreign Lady of OFF Golfing, which is the opposite of golf, F-L-O-G. And I use this heavy Indian accent, and I'm mildly mocking the golf swing because it deserves to be mocked. How can we be so serious about something that we all do poorly? I was shocked to say someone like Danielle Tucker is saying, I don't play very well. How can that be, you know? So check out my funny YouTube and wherever, Instagram, TikTok. A channel called F-O-R-E-N, because a foreign lady doesn't know how to spell foreign. Lady, L-A-D-Y, O-F-F, golfing, G-O-L-F-I-N-G. And you'll just have a good laugh of less than 60 seconds every day.
Oh, my goodness. I have to find this. And so, this is wonderful. A foreign lady off golfing. Thank you.
Yes.
Kiran Kanwar, LPGA Master Golf Instructor, columnist for the Avid Golfer Magazine, member Golf Writers Association of America, and honest friends she has. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you for having me, Daniel, and good day to you.
Good day. We're going to come back. Aloha. We're going to come back. Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. She's the one who created LPGA Master Teaching Professional. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration,
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
She's an LPGA master teaching professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, the only LPGA professional on the list. And you can find her cardiogolf.com, cardiogolf.com. Karen Palacios Jensen, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. And you're, you know, when you said I'm available today, I went, yeah. And I love your newsletter. And I understand that you're, it's going to be on all now of your different channels, right? I can find all the tips and interesting information that you've been sending us weekly.
Absolutely. So all on the social media platforms, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, at cardiogolf.com, you can check out my blog. So tips for weekly drills, exercises, anything to do with golf.
Right on. And I love the one where you said many of you may be eager to start a golf fitness program, but are unsure of how or where to start. Boy, that was really, you know, key in my brain. It's like, what is a golf fitness program and what should I be doing? Who do I go to? Where do I go to?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, golf fitness is not unlike functional fitness for life. If you're a golfer, well, you know you need to exercise for better health. But if you're a golfer, you want to do some specific things that are going to help you with golf, which have a lot to do with your posture and rotation. So any kind of fitness program is going to help you move better, but there are some more specific things that you can do for golf. One of the best things that you can do if you have nowhere to start, you're not very deconditioned, is just to build some endurance, walk a little bit more, get on a bike, just try to move the muscles, try to increase the heart rate. When the heart rate increases, the blood flow, the oxygen starts getting to the muscles. The muscles are easier to move. So even just, you know, walking a little bit before you play golf and swing will help you loosen up your swing a little bit. Then after that, obviously, you want to pinpoint where your weaknesses are. So if you could get somebody to test your flexibility and your strength. And then you want to start with your weaknesses. Where a lot of people go wrong is that they're good at certain things. So guys are strong, so they like to lift weights. And women are more flexible, so we like to do yoga and those things. Well, to get better at overall fitness, we need to do the things that we're weaker at and make those weaknesses stronger, because we're already good at yoga, but maybe not as strong, so we don't have the stability. Guys are already good at bench pressing, but they're not so flexible, so that strength doesn't help them because they don't have the flexibility.
That's perfect. I mean, we do tend to go to where it's easiest, right? right, the path, you know, but we do need to fill in those places where we are weak at. And for me, it would be the upper body strength. Shoulders, neck, you know, all that part of me is just, is my weakness. So I have to really think about what I'm doing when I'm walking. Think about my carriage and how I carry myself, because I tend to get so locked in the mind of where to go next. I feel like I'm a missile going forward, right? And instead of being erect, it's the least resistance, right? Release resistance, go forward. But it's not good for you. You know, it's in it. And
right. Yeah. We like to do things that feel good, and that's fine, but those aren't always going to help us improve. So
yeah.
We kind of have to go with the things that we don't like to do and make those easier. And just overall, you want to have a good balance between strength and flexibility. So if you're flexible, that's great. But if you're, like I said, if you're not strong, then that really won't translate to the swing. And if you're super strong, but you don't have the flexibility, again, that's not going to help you either.
That's wonderful. So, one of the things, too, that you suggest is building your own golf performance team. How would I do that?
Well, I can help you, cardiogolf.com. I have a lot of tips even for free that people can check out. But if you want to do a subscription, I have a weekly workout, as you know, Danielle, where I take you through a battery of flexibility, strength, swing drills, so you get in the correct amount of fitness for your week. And then, you know, if you can see a trainer, it makes a big difference if you have a professional helping you, because they can pinpoint what you really need to work on. I mean, you can do your own research and try to do a little bit here and there, but of course, just like anything, a professional can help you improve faster.
Exactly. It's as you wrote here, in addition to recognizing potential muscular imbalances and dysfunctional movement patterns that may negatively affect the golf swing mechanics and increase your risk of developing overuse or impact-related injuries. I mean, nobody wants any of that to happen, you know. But because we don't see ourselves, you know, we're inside, and unless you've got a mirror or somebody is looking at you, I often, when I'm at my exercise class, I want them to put their hand on my back, you know, and then, oh, right, I got it. You know, I can feel what I'm doing wrong. It's so important to be able to have a sense of what's happening, and I need the touch. So however it works for you, get out there, do it soon. Don't wait years. You know, if you've been thinking about it, get on it. Tension kills the golf swing, you wrote. And so why is it hard to perform under pressure? Can you talk about that a bit?
Absolutely. And Karen and I must be on the same wavelength, because I was listening to her and she was talking a little bit about how like those little muscles can come in at impact and like take over your swing. Any kind of tension is just going to tighten our muscles, and tight, short, choppy swings don't get the job done. We're always, a lot of people tell me, I hit the ball great on the range. Well, think about it. It's loose. You're not really going to a pinpoint target. You're hitting three or four shots consecutively in a row. So, you know, after that first one, you know you have another one. Well, on the golf course, it's one shot at a time, and you might not be hitting another shot for like another 10 minutes. You only have that one shot to get it right. So the body kind of tenses up, doesn't make as good a swing. And, you know, then it leads to like a bad shot. So then the next time, instead of relaxing, then we try to change our swing, which compounds the problem. As you know, any kind of nervousness is good, because that means you care. But any kind of nervousness is really going to affect your body, because golf is mind-body. The body is just a little bit nervous, and it might just throw off your timing, like Karen was saying, and that's where it leads to kind of that snowball effect.
Yeah, it's good to hear two LPGA master teaching professionals agreeing on that. You know what I do when I'm having a hard time? I start breathing.
Yeah, absolutely. They say if you take 6 consecutive breaths in a row, it can totally change your mood. So let's just say you like chunk a shot in the water or miss a 3-foot putt. Before you hit your next shot, do 6 deep breaths, nasal breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, and that'll totally completely change your mood, and at least it'll clear your mind and get you kind of loose and get oxygen to your muscles so you can move better. If you get mad, you're just going to get more tenser, and it's not good.
And you starve your muscles of oxygen to begin. then it's all over now. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com. That's where you'll find her. Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA master teaching professional, and lead instructor for Golf Channel and Golf Digest Top 50 Golf Fitness Trainers. How do you do it all? And Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband, and he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. So check it out, cardiogolf.com. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, thanks for always having me.
Yeah, tell me when you're available the next time, okay?
Okay, yeah, well, I'll get on your schedule.
No, thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids certified for the top 50 U.S. kids golf instructor. Yes, he'll be back with us Love talking with Oliver Oliquiano after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Certified, top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Instructor, coach for Kamehameha School's golf team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified, PGA Game Changer Award recipient. Welcome into the clubhouse, Oliver.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Danielle. I just took my sixth nasal breath so I can be on the show.
So, drive, chip, putt. Of course, designed to increase participation and interest in the game of golf. Junior golfers from all over the United States get together, and it's at Augusta National. And what's happening? The local qualifier at the Dunes and at the Ocean Course at Hokuala and at Hualalai Golf Course, they're all POW. But today at Pearl Country Club, you're going to be there.
Yes, I'm actually here live administering the chipping portion of the contest and helping out my fellow PGA professionals, put together a really good event. Every year, it's always been a real successful event, and to see a lot of these kids from all different ages try to compete for this great spot and to represent Hawaii is always great. As you know, we had some representatives from Hawaii that won the Nationals last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we're looking for every single year, is just someone to represent Hawaii and do it the best they can.
How many kids are there?
I don't even know the count, to be honest with you, but there are a lot. We started at 7:30 this morning with the first group of girls that are coming out here right now, and I think we're here all the way till 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So, wow.
You're
the hardest working guy in show business, and the show business in this case happens to be junior golf. You are always, always on it. I mean, the U.S. Kids Golf Teen Series just wrapped up, and you were all a part of that.
Yes. I mean, that was my first actual teen series event of my entire career, and it was great. It's a two-day event. What I like about it most is that the kids that participated and won, they got AJGA star performance points, they got junior world rankings, and not only that, they get the ticket or invitation to Pinehurst for the world championships for U.S. Kids Golf. And then on top of that, I made that the qualifier for the Notre Dame Gate, the third qualifier for both Hualalai, I think, for the girls, and then Pearl Country Clubs for the boys is coming up. So one of the girls, Jessica Lee, she shot an amazing 65-75.
Wow.
She took one out, and she did the trifecta, and she won all of it. She won every single award that needed to be won on this event. And so that was a feat in itself. I just wanted to give a shout out to her.
Wow. Okay. So there was Brett Kiuna, too, of Honolulu, Lakota yeah. Lee from Kihei, and Ethan Nakazukasa.
Yeah. All good players from all over Hawaii, which is great to have Hawaii representation, but more importantly, what I like about this event and like some of the U.S. Kids Golf, like the State Invitational that's coming up in September, is that now I'm bringing mainland kids and kids from Asia to come and compete in Hawaii, so that the kids are playing with new faces. You know, they're up against new faces, and you know, I had people from Las Vegas, from Oklahoma, from California, from New York, all coming all over from all over the United States coming to play here. For the State Invitational, we had kids coming from Australia, from Canada. So it's nice to see other faces coming to Hawaii for not just to play golf, but for their families to come out on vacation as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great event.
It is. It is a great event. It was awesome. I'm glad you did it. U.S. Kids Golf Teen Series. Now, the U.S. Kids Golf World at Pinehurst, that's huge, right?
That is huge. That is the culmination of every single effort of every single director across the nation and across throughout the world, where all the kids try to get there. Right? They want to play against the best of the best of the world, and we have close to 3,000 kids every time we go there. I'll be leaving for that in the latter part of July, and I'll be there for 2 weeks to run the world, the team world, and the world championship for kids.
So
it's a great event to go to every single year.
3,000 kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Close to 3,000 kids that come out there. The Parade of Nations is something that's a spectacular event to attend. And just to see all these kids representing every single country in the world, it's phenomenal.
You know, so we call it U.S. Kids. What do they call it in other parts of the world?
It's also U.S. Kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it's U.S. Kids. We even had just recently, Dan Van Horn started U.S. Kids Golf in India, which is awesome. And we just finished the European Cup. I know the Australian Cup, I think, is sometime soon. But, I mean, I fly to all the different events. I fly to Pinehurst for one event, and I think I fly to Palm Springs for the next event, and then I go to Monterey for the Pebble Beach Challenge out there. So lots of different events that I participate in, and I just love the brand U.S. Kids because they do everything from fitting kids into the right clubs to begin with, to tournament play, to family golf, everything.
Wow.
It's just geared to, their mission is to make sure that kids have a memorable time playing the game of golf, which is awesome.
You know, I have an acquaintance, like I was going to call him a friend, he's in Uganda, Afriyea Golf Academy, and you know, he's on the show occasionally. He'd be perfect because he wants children in Uganda to get into the game of golf because they can get into socioeconomic levels of life with golf at their back. So you have more entree, as it were, to different places if you can play the game.
And oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not to mention all the life values you learn from golf.
Yeah.
Going off the first key foundation of how they teach all the 9 values of life.
Yeah.
I mean, golf teaches a lot. You know, you just learn a lot from it. I think you become a little more well-rounded of an individual. You think you appreciate different cultures, if you will, because you play with different types of people every single time. So I think it's a dynamic game to be a part of.
Wow. So the U.S. Kids Golf Worlds at Pinehurst, it's a 3-day championship. The Van Horn Cup, is that what it's called?
Yeah. So we got the 3-day championship, and then the best of the best from the United States versus the best of the best from Europe play against each other in the Van Horn Cup on a Saturday event. So the whole time you're there, it's a whirlwind of just a lot of fun, and families just enjoying themselves, and you know, the kids are emotional, obviously, because they want to win and they want to do their best, and so if they don't, they, you know, some of them are definitely, like I said, emotional about it. But that's just because they care. They care about, a lot about their game. And it's great to see the parents and the families out there supporting their kids that they need, you know, that they're out there trying to perform their best.
And speaking of parents, there's also a parent-child tournament?
Yes, there's also a parent-child event that people, that the parents can participate in and see how hard it is anyway to compete. So I think it's a reality check for some of the parents out there.
I bet.
It's really fun.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. And then PGA Junior League, July 17th, right? There's bringing the family together is what PGA Junior League is all about. What's All-Star Play Day?
Yeah, so I've got we've got a couple of All-Star Play Days for my Island Pacific Golf Academy League. I think today, in fact, this afternoon, we're playing against Moana Lua. Reagan Lee's team is a really good team to always play against. And they're a really strong team, but we'll see what we can do. But, yeah, July 16th, we've got our qualifier here for the Aloha section over at Kanapali in Maui. And the ones that qualify from Hawaii, I think, will advance to Santa Rosa, California. That would be the regional qualifier, I believe, the next level qualifier, and then off the nationals from there.
Do folks, do you have any idea that there was this much going on in junior golf?
It's really nice to see that the community comes together and we provide a lot of opportunities for kids to be active during the summer playing golf. You know, I coach high school and I always encourage my kids to do the other activities, play in various organizations, whether it's OJGA, HSJGA, JGA, even for U.S. kids golf, just play because it's only going to get you better. And it's something for kids to do rather than just sit at home, play video games all summer. You know, they're doing something active, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. They're going to play video games, but get them out of the house for 3 hours.
Exactly.
And the Hawaii Prince, this is big news. You know how hot it's been? My goodness, you know, 90 is in the forecast for the day.
Hi, this is George from HOI Media. Do you own or manage a business? You want to create top-of-mind awareness and brand your business. Radio will direct potential customers to your business location or your social media platforms. HOI Media has 17 FM radio stations on Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. Because we are locally owned and operated, our rates are very reasonable. Radio is free. Radio is local. Radio is on 24/7. Radio is on air. Radio is online. Radio works. Let us show you how we can make your cash register ring. For more information, please visit our website at hoiemedia.com. That's hoiemedia.com.
And some live entertainment. I've got some guys that are really interested in performing out there and having live entertainment on the Friday or Saturday night. So it'll be a nice spot for golfers to enjoy, and more importantly, for families to come out and enjoy.
Yes, for families, you know, because with the heat, we're going to all become nocturnals.
Yeah,
we'll just
switch
everything around so we sleep during the day, we go out at night. Oliver Oliquiano, President and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, so much you do, you give so much of yourself, and thank your wife and your kids for me. You're such a great person, Oliver. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Yes. Hello.
All right. Ron Syrak is coming to us next because, you know, this weekend is an LPGA championship. All right? This is a major. And Hawaii's Allison Corpuz is tied for eighth heading into the weekend. All right? So we're going to talk with Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. And, you know, the list is long. It's Ron Syrak next. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
St-
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration,
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service.
COVID compliant.
Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement.
Call 528-3434.
And now,
get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. With Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, it's been too long since I've had him on a show. Play Your Best Golf Now is just one of the three books. Member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Oh, wonderful to have you here. The KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Baltrazol Golf Club is underway. And what an interesting leaderboard we've had. I mean, I was looking at who didn't make the cut. Yeah, it's quite shocking. And then we've got at the top of the leaderboard, Leona McGuire, Mel Reed, Celine Borga, Zhu Lin, Minji Lee, Leanne Pace, and Hawaii's Allison Corpus is tied for eighth heading into the, or in this weekend, I should say.
Yeah, you know, the leaderboard at the KPMG is sort of a synopsis of the way this entire season has gone for the LPGA, which is nobody has stepped up to claim this year as their year. I'm going to be the top player on tour. We've had 13 tournaments, 11 different winners from 9 different countries. Lilia Vu from the United States, Jin Young Ko from Korea, each have 2 wins. They're the only ones. The only major that's been played so far, the Chevron, Lilia Vu won there. But we, you know, and we're looking about, you know, where's Nelly Korda? Where's Danielle Kang? Where's Lexi Thompson? Where's Lydia Ko?
Yeah.
And all year we've been looking for those people, and we're looking for them again on the leaderboard at KPMG. Probably the biggest name, the highest ranked player who's sort of in the mix going into the weekend now is Minji Lee.
Yeah. It's just, you know, Lydia Ko, Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, Siyoung Kim, Nelly Korda, Maha Stark, Georgia Hall, they're all, you know, missing in action. Stacey Lewis made the cut 8 over. It's
a very hard golf course. Yeah, I mean, Baltusrol has been, there have been a bunch of men's major championships there, PGA championships and U.S. Opens. Hard golf course, and they had some weather challenges thrown at them the first couple of days, too. Rain systems have passed through the northeast this week, so they played in some tough conditions. But it is a very, very – I mean, you know, I think the PGA, the women's PGA has stepped in there and is setting up golf courses to those same exacting specs that we're going to see at the U.S. Women's Open. And that's the other weird thing about this season and about this tournament. This KPMG Women's PGA kicks off a stretch where four of the next seven tournaments they play are major championships. You know, it's the Women's PGA this week, off next week, then Pebble Beach for the U.S. Women's Open. Then it goes Ohio and Michigan. Then it goes overseas, Evian, a major, Women's Scottish Open, then the AIG, the Open, a major. So for the next seven tournaments played, major championships.
No criticism intended, but is this smart scheduling?
Well, you know, I think that there's there were some things thrown into the mix here. They probably had an availability issue with Pebble Beach. They really, 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 really wanted to play Pebble Beach, no question about it. And for about the last 5-6 years, they've been playing the Women's U.S. Open on the same week every year, 2 weeks before the Men's U.S. Open. I thought it was a great idea to have a consistent week for the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah.
So it's not bouncing around the schedule. And the fact that they changed it this year, I don't know for sure. I'm guessing it had to do with when they could get Pebble Beach. I think, you know, the other thing that was thrown in there is they have the two team events this year. They have the International Crown in May, and then in September they're going to have the Solheim Cup. And that probably compressed the schedule a little bit also.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because that's a lot. After traveling as much as these women do, to then add major, 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 you know, all these things, it's like, it feels like a compression chamber that it'd be very difficult to perform well under.
Well, you know, I can remember about 10, 15 years ago, but probably about 15 years ago now, and there was a similar situation like this. And I remember Kari Webb saying to me, gee, she looked at her schedule and she said, if you get hot at the right time, you can win a lot of big tournaments and all the money, you know. And that's sort of the way it is. If somebody got hot over these next 2 months, next 7 weeks, they could really, really, really distinguish themselves enormously and fatten their bank account greatly.
Yeah. And just the traveling alone, I don't think we realize what it takes to be on the road, to fly, just the change in, you know, atmospheric pressure going up, down, that takes a toll on the body. I know, young bodies, nevertheless, you know, it's draining.
And time zones, too. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, they're going to go to California for Pebble Beach, and then they're going to end up for 3 straight weeks in Europe at Evian, the Scottish Open, and then the Women's British Open. So, you know, that's what is that? That's an 8-hour time difference from California to Europe. That's a tough change to go through.
Yep, it certainly is. Let's talk a little bit about Baltusrol. In 1895, they started playing golf there. And then designed and built by A.W. Tillinghast, 1918 to 1922, I guess. And but it was all that 1895 nine-holer that got things started. And what really surprised me was it was the first club in America organized and managed solely by women.
Huh. That I did not know. But, you know, it is certainly one of those clubs, too, that is on the fringes of New York City. You know, it's not close to the city, but it's close enough to the city so those people doing business in the city can be members out there. And it's also out in New Jersey horse country. So there's always been, you know, that elite out there playing the game. As I said, it's one of those courses that's on the short list now of, it's had men's U.S. Open, men's PGA Championship, now women's PGA Championships. Aren't too many courses that they can say that they've got all three of those.
No, you're right. I mean, and the lower and upper courses are both ranked top 100 courses in America by all three major golf publications, Golf Digest, Golf Week, Golf Magazine, and the conditioning, of course, the way they maintain those golf courses is matched by few, as is the quote.
when Mickey Wright won the Women's U.S. Open there in, I want to say 1962 somewhere, but when she won the Women's U.S. Open there, they would have 36 hole final day. You'd play the third and the fourth round in the same day. And she shot something like 70-68, 70-67 that day. But Herbert Warren Wynn, who's a New World Golf Hall of Fame, one of the most esteemed golf writers ever, wrote for the New Yorker for a long time. But in covering that, he said it's probably the single greatest one-day double-round performance in the history of golf, men and women combined, what Mickey Wright did that day at Baltusrol.
Wow. That's big. And, you know, their equipment wasn't as good as what we got today.
I found at one point in a thrift shop on Cape Cod, I saw a grip sticking out of a bag, and I went over and I pulled it out, and it was a McGregor 2-iron, a Louise Suggs signature 2-iron. And so I went to the Founders Cup, and I knew Louise would be there, and I brought the club, and I showed it to her, and she looked at the back of the club, and she saw a double groove in the back. She said, 1949. It's the only year we had a double group, so she ID'd the club for me in the year. Then she turns it on, and you can't, I mean, the face of this 2-iron was literally like the width of a butter knife, you know. And she turned it around, and she looked at the wear pattern all over the face, and she sort of, in Louise's inimitable way, she just sort of said, heck, whoever had this club hit the ball all over the place.
She could read it by the wear.
Yep, she could tell. And there was a lot of wear marks on the toe and the heel.
That's wonderful, kind of like looking at your shoes and realizing how you're walking. So a lot of people wanted to know about, you know, what is Baltusrol? You know, what language is that? And where did that name come from?
And I don't know the answer to that question. Do you? Can you enlighten me?
Well, only because I've Googled this. Okay, so whether
is
or not...
Is it Dutch? Does it come back from... Is it a Dutch word?
No? It's multiple sources say the same thing. That it was... The name is Baltus Rall, a person, a farmer... First name Baltus, last name Rall, who bought tomatoes and corn. He brought them. In other words, he grew them out of the dirt where the course sits now. That's why it's called Baltus Rall. And, you know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but apparently he was killed, sadly. And for some reason now, you know, it's called Baltus Rall. I have no idea. Founded by Lewis Teller, the publisher of the New York Social Register, of course. Jack Nicklaus won two of his record 18 major championships.
He did, yep.
Right?
I was there when, I remember they have the 17th hole there was one of the first 600-yard par fives in men's golf. And I remember... John Daly hitting the green in two with a driver 1-iron, 600 yards. And this was before the equipment changed. This was in the 1990s. You know, I want to say it was like 93 or something. But he hit the green with a driver and a 1-iron, 600 yards.
You're amazing, because I was going to say one of the best shots in 67 was hit by Jack, I think, one of his career best against Arnold Palmer, and this, I just looked it up too, a 237-yard, 1-iron approach against Arnold Palmer. What was that one that John Daly hit again? Say the number?
He hit a driver, 1-iron, 600 yards.
Yeah. 1-iron. Only God and John Daly and Jack Nicklaus can hit a 1-iron. Isn't that what it said? Yes.
Yes, that was, I believe that was Lee Trevino's line about, you know, that there was a lightning storm going on, and he said, take out your 1-iron, not even God can hit a 1-iron.
That's how you can keep yourself safe.
Yeah.
So who are you looking at? I mean, I'm thrilled to see that our wonderful young lady is so close to the top of the leaderboard here.
Well, I've been high on Allison
Corpuz.
Yeah. I think at the end of last year, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, I think we are quietly also seeing Leona Maguire emerge as a real star, you know. She won a tournament, I think she won the Scottish Open, no, the tournament in Northern Ireland last year to get her LPGA card. She's won one tournament already this year, and, you know, she's sitting on top of the leaderboard now, and she's from Ireland, and I think she's looking to be somebody who is cut her teeth on American college golf and just seems experienced and ready.
On that, we have about 60 seconds or so. Alison Corpuz has not won yet. How long does she get to play? Does she lose her LPGA playing opportunities if she doesn't win?
No, you know, she's you know, you help your status if you win and you secure your card for multiple years if you win. But she's been doing well enough and she's been finishing high enough. I think she's in the top 30 in the race to the CME points right now. So she's in no way danger of losing her card.
Oh, fantastic. Yay.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, we don't want that to happen because it's just so great to see her. And Ron Cyrax said she's going to win this year.
She's going to win this year. I'm not backing down on that.
we're with you all the way on that one. Oh, it's so good hearing your voice. Will you be with us for Pebble Beach? Will you come and into the clubhouse during the U.S. Women's Open?
I will be there. I'll be there. I get there, I leave a week from Monday to go out there, and we're going to start putting up preview stuff for the U.S. Women's Open on the USGA website probably the middle of this coming week.
Okay.
And, yep, I'll be out there that the Saturday after next. I can chat with you from Pebble Beach.
Yay! That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Bye-bye.
Aloha. And thank you to Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore, next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Ivile. We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment, and it is hurricane season. You need to prepare to be ready. So get on down to the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore or the one in Waipahu, because we put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or the out. Flood or fire disaster. You need help immediately. MD Restoration on it. Anytime, day, night, right away. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. As licensed contractors, they'll do your cleanup and their repair as well. Their number is 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look. You can see them. Garage Doors, HawaiiDoor.com. Now, these are those wonderful, very quiet garage doors that open and close. So you drive up, it opens and it closes. That creates that maximum security. It is your first safety zone. The Rainer door adds value to your home as well. So see the latest in garage door design, HawaiiDoor.com. Give them a call, 676-3667. We're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from the LPGA side. One of our great PGAs. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, by the way. You know, they study hard and they always want to share their knowledge with you. So please give them a call and their number. I thought I had it right in front of me and I don't. I'm sorry. It's Aloha Section PGA. Call them. They'll tell you who the PGA is next to you. Or if there's a golf course near you, give them a call. Say you'd like to get a lesson with the PGA. SIPAC, cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SIPAC, C-Y-P-A-C. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, SIPAC.com. 861-9595. And if you're stumped, no idea what to give a great friend who seems to have everything, give them a Poipube golf certificate. I mean, if they're renting out the driving range and three holes to 1895, whatever organization that is, you know, people pay a lot to do something like that because it's a gorgeous golf course and you'll want to play it and enjoy yourself. And we have two rounds to give away next week. That's right. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.